Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Too Good to Leave. Too Bad to Stay by Mira Kirschenbaum is a relationship self-help book focused on one of the hardest decisions people face, whether to remain in a partnership or end it. Rather than offering general advice about improving communication or rekindling romance, the book is built around decision-making under emotional conflict. Kirschenbaum addresses relationships that are neither clearly healthy nor clearly hopeless, where love, fear, guilt, and hope all coexist. The book is widely known for its diagnostic approach, especially its 36 yes or no questions that help readers examine patterns such as trust, respect, intimacy, control, forgiveness, and long-term compatibility. Its purpose is not to tell readers what to do in every case, but to help them reach a clearer, more grounded conclusion based on the actual condition of the relationship. That makes it especially useful for people who feel stuck, uncertain, or unable to trust their own judgment. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the book turns relationship ambivalence into a structured diagnostic process. The most distinctive feature of the book is its treatment of indecision as a problem that can be examined systematically. Kirschenbaum does not ask readers to rely only on intuition, mood, or the current intensity of an argument. Instead, she proposes a diagnostic method that resembles a clinical assessment. Readers answer targeted questions about their relationship and interpret the pattern that emerges. This is important because ambivalence often keeps people trapped in cycles of temporary hope and recurring disappointment. A structured process reduces the influence of immediate emotion and forces attention onto repeated behaviors. The value of the method lies in its discipline. It encourages readers to separate isolated good moments from the overall shape of the relationship. That shift matters because many troubled partnerships contain enough affection to make leaving difficult, but enough damage to make staying costly. By reframing the decision as an analysis rather than a guess, the book helps readers replace confusion with clearer judgment. Secondly, the 36 diagnostic questions examine trust, respect, intimacy, and bottom-line needs. The book's 36 questions are not random prompts. They are designed to test the major dimensions that determine whether a relationship can remain livable and meaningful. The questions address physical violence, emotional humiliation, honesty, partner responsiveness, sexual connection, affection, power imbalance, and the ability to forgive and move forward. Just as important, they ask readers to identify a personal bottom line, meaning the specific conditions that cannot be ignored without sacrificing well-being. This is one of the book's strongest ideas because it turns vague dissatisfaction into concrete evaluation. A person may know that something feels wrong, but still struggle to name it. The diagnostic format pushes that discomfort into language and reveals whether the issue is repairable, tolerable, or fundamentally incompatible with a healthy bond. The book also recognizes that some problems are deal breakers, even when other parts of the relationship are good. That realism keeps the analysis from becoming overly sentimental. It treats intimacy and trust as structural requirements, not optional extras. Thirdly, Kirschenbaum distinguishes between solvable problems and irreversible relationship damage. A central strength of the book is its effort to separate ordinary conflict from deeper damage that undermines the relationship itself. Many relationships survive disagreement, imperfect communication, or temporary resentment. Kirschenbaum is more concerned with patterns that persist despite awareness, discussion, and attempts at change. She asks whether the partner acknowledges the problem, whether change is genuinely possible, and whether the issue can be managed without ongoing emotional injury. This matters because people often stay too long in relationships by treating all problems as equally fixable. The book challenges that assumption. It suggests that some difficulties may be annoying but workable, while others create humiliation, fear, or chronic dissatisfaction that cannot simply be negotiated away. The practical logic is clear: if the same injury keeps returning, and the partner is unwilling or unable to respond, the question is no longer how to tolerate it, but whether the relationship is viable at all. That framing gives readers a more realistic basis for decision-making. Fourthly, it helps readers identify emotional traps such as fear, guilt, and imagined alternatives. The book recognizes that people do not stay in difficult relationships only because of love. They also stay because of fear of being alone, guilt about hurting someone, uncertainty about the future, or hope that things will improve without decisive action. Kirschenbaum addresses these emotional traps directly and asks readers to test whether they are confusing anxiety with commitment. She also encourages readers to imagine both futures, what life might look like if they leave, and what it would mean to remain. This comparison is useful because many people mentally overestimate the risks of leaving while minimizing the long-term damage of staying. The book does not deny that ending a relationship can be painful. Instead, it shows that pain alone is not a reliable reason to stay. By making readers examine what they are afraid of, and whether those fears are realistic, the book reduces the power of avoidance. That makes the decision less about temporary emotional pressure and more about long-range well-being. Lastly, its practical value lies in helping readers act decisively after the diagnosis is clear. The book is not only about understanding a relationship, it is also about moving from uncertainty to action. Once readers have worked through the questions, the goal is to make a decision with greater confidence and less self-betrayal. That makes the book especially useful for people who have already spent a long time analyzing their relationship but have not been able to resolve the question. Its practical value comes from closing the gap between insight and action. If the analysis points towards staying, the reader is pushed to consider what would actually need to change and what commitment that requires. If it points toward leaving, the book supports the idea that clarity can justify separation even when emotions are mixed. This is one reason it stands apart from many relationship books. It does not primarily teach repair skills or communication techniques. It helps readers decide whether repair is even the right project. For people paralyzed by indecision, that distinction is crucial because the wrong question can keep them stuck for years. In conclusion, Too Good to Leave, Too Bad to Stay is best suited for readers who are genuinely torn about a serious relationship and need more than advice about communication or compromise. It is especially valuable for people who keep cycling between hope and doubt, or who feel unable to trust their own conclusion because love, fear, and frustration are all present at once. The book offers a practical benefit that many relationship books do not. It helps clarify whether the relationship itself is worth preserving before investing more energy in repair. Its diagnostic structure, direct questions, and focus on personal bottom lines make it unusually concrete for the self-help genre. Rather than promising to fix a troubled partnership, it helps readers determine whether fixing is realistic or even desirable. That is what sets it apart. It is not a generic relationship guide, but a decision aid for ambiguous situations where the main problem is not lack of feeling, but lack of clarity. For that reason, it remains a distinctive and durable resource in relationship counseling and self-help literature. If you would like to support Mira Kirschenbaum, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.